Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, December 5th, and I am joined by none other than my brother, Mr. Keith Santagato.
Yeah.
Was that a burp?
I don't know what that was.
I really appreciate you burping first thing on the podcast. By the way, we're both dressed in, we both have Santa hats on. I have Santa pants on, and we both ate candy canes on the way here.
Our name has Santa in it.
It's going down. I did some Christmas shopping today. You went with mom Christmas shopping the other day, right?
Oh, well, technically wasn't Christmas shopping.
Oh, you guys just went
shopping.
Mm-hmm. That's real fucking cute. Anyway, today I went Christmas. Oh my God. Yo, that scared me.
Oh, yeah, that smells like really bad meatballs.
That scared the shit out of me. I was looking away and you did it. Oh God, it's so loud in my ear. Anyway, what are you gonna do it again? Coors Light. This kid's chugging it, throwing it down. He's got to get loose. Get loose.
Sip on the
fruit. By the way, that stash is coming in.
Whoa.
It is.
Stash is coming in. Keith's growing out his facial hair.
It's a big mistake.
I like it. If you go on my Instagram, there was a picture of me, him, and Thomas. And people are like, Keith, dude, stash.
No, the thing that's bad is I don't have the thing that connects to like the, what is this, the chin part?
Yeah, like the goatee.
Yeah, it's like one hair in a line going down. It's fucking terrible.
I mean, you know, you grow it out to a certain point, you know? Yeah. You got little patches over there. You look like an Arizona lawn.
No,
a lawn in Arizona, all patchy. And
The side looks like a bald guy's comb over.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. You need some hair plugs.
I got like...
LeBron's
hairline.
Shout
out to Joe Buck.
Joe Buck, yeah. More hair plugs, Joe. What the fuck was I just saying? I went Christmas shopping. I went Christmas shopping today, and I went to...
Today?
Yeah, I did. And I went to TJ Maxx and Target. And let me just tell you, the difference between those two stores is fucking insane. Because Target is like, you go in, there's everything
it's
there.
It's mad different shit. It's like a supermarket, then it turns into like a
makeup
store. It's like, what the fuck am I?
And then you could buy a pool, and you could buy a couch. I knew you were going to do that. Sorry, couch is a really hard word. Okay. No, but you can buy a couch, you could buy a pool, you could buy clothes.
A kid.
A child. You can probably find one. One's running away from his parents in there.
Need a grandma.
I'm sure they're waddling around somewhere. There's a fucking Starbucks, so you got some pieces of shit in there.
Oh,
probably.
They got Pizza Hut too.
Pizza Hut and Starbucks.
I saw a girl eating Pizza Hut at 10 in the morning when I went there.
She doesn't give a shit about anything.
Nothing.
I feel her, though, because Pizza Hut... That
dude, I would have had diarrhea immediately.
Yeah, you can't... I mean, I know I can't. Some people have metal stomachs, and they can do whatever they want.
Metal stomachs.
Yeah, I don't.
What's yours made out of? Cloth?
I don't know. Nothing good. I know that. I could turn anything into water, especially Pizza Hut at 9 a.m.
Forget about it.
That'll be fucking water by 9:03.
It'd be black water.
Yeah,
brown.
Exactly. I forgot who was telling me the other day. He's like, oh, you know, I can't come out and have diarrhea. I'm like, dude, grow up. I have diarrhea like once a week. What do you mean? I'm like, what do you not drink protein?
Once a week, once a day.
Once a day? Yeah, probably. I don't fucking know. Every so often, like, I don't feel sick. I don't feel anything. Water will just fly out of me. Jeez, I'm like a geyser. Sorry. This is graphic. So yeah, dude, I just want to say that TJ Maxx, such a shithole.
It's like a thrift shop.
It's like someone took a store and then shook it up, because there's shit everywhere.
Yeah.
There's just stuff like...
Nah, dude, it's terrible.
There's like a whole handbag section. Nothing's on the rack. It's all kind of on the ground. It just fucking... It all looks like someone stole it.
Dude,
it looks like a big garage sale.
And then they have that big fucking line, like, to wait to actually pay for your shit.
Yeah, it's a bank
line. And there's
line.
Just, like, all this items you just really don't give a shit about. They're trying to sell you, like, mugs that are, like, Halloween mugs. Meanwhile, it's fucking Christmas.
Like, yeah, you want a mug? You want a car charger? You want a fucking...
And then they're selling,
coasters?
Like, they're selling, like, vegan chips. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't even know if that was possible. Actually, chips might be vegan. Well, yeah, we're fucking dumb, whatever. But yeah, that place is such a shithole. I walked in there and I was just like, I was in and out within 5 minutes. I swear to God.
There are like some diamonds in the rough there, but like you really got to fucking search for them. And I'm just not about that.
I just couldn't get over the fact that it just, it looked like I put the store together. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, it looks like my room.
And I can't even explain it.
Everything's hung up.
Everything looks like it's been worn before. And someone came back and put it on the $10 rack. Like, hey, someone else can have it now. They have like, dude, there's like a whole section where they have like home furniture or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like there's lamps with fucking cups and like nothing is organized in that section. It's like a lamp. It's like a lamp, a cup, and an ottoman in the right next to each other. You could buy it all at the same time. And a bunch of frames that are broken, picture frames and shit.
With other families in there.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I walked in, I was like, fuck this whole place. And then I went into Target and walked around and didn't buy a goddamn thing either.
Yeah, Target's too big.
I'm a really bad shopper. I can't go in blind. I go in there and just, I don't know what I'm going to get yet, and I'm going to see something and magically, like, I don't even have the patience for that.
Yeah, I just bought shirts.
I hate shopping in person.
Oh, those onesies. They got good onesies.
Target, they got good onesies?
They do. They have fucking Big Bird in there. I was like, what the hell?
Time out. If I would have saw that, I would have left with it.
Do they have a Big Bird?
Does it have like a hood with feathers?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. But no, the only, no, no. Yeah, yes. But the
it's
only
got
one,
feathers.
Hold on. The only one I saw, though, was for like a person that was like 6'8".
Sold. I'll take it. I don't give a fuck. Gotta have the onesies, especially this time of year.
Hell yeah.
I have a bunch.
You have actually an un-okay amount.
I have too many for an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I have six.
You have a monkey one, yeah. But like it's so big, you're like a flying squirrel.
It's like a drop. It looks like a drop crotch. Like it's like, it looks like, yeah, like Justin Bieber pants. You know what I mean? Because the tail is like
shit,
damn near
are
on the
pants
ground.
Called?
Drop crotch.
No, the UFO pants.
The
no.
fuck is that?
Now,
UFO
what the
pants.
Fuck are they called? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
They're fucking mad big.
Like the MC Hammer pants?
Nah, good. He was wearing fucking what are they called?
Like windbreakers?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
UFO pants. Okay.
I'm hammered off this beer.
Yeah, one beer. Good night. He's burping and that's it.
I'm done.
I taste the meatballs.
And now I'm going to sleep.
Wow. There was another time. I remember one year, me and Keith, we've only gone Christmas shopping one time in our entire lives.
And we'll cut it off there.
Yeah, because of what happened. But I want to say it was like 2 or 3 years ago, we went to go buy my mom like a Keurig. You remember that?
Yeah.
We went to Bed Bath & Beyond, and Keith had the shit the entire time.
Dude, that thing was mad expensive, too.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like $170.
I remember I had no money. I might have chipped
in $30.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I bought it.
Yeah, I probably had $30.
And I barely had a job at that point.
Yeah, I think I might have just started working.
And I think I was like 21, 22, and I barely had a job, too.
This was a while. This was 4 years ago, at least. At
yeah,
least.
So I'm like
'cause I was still working
21.
At like a pizzeria and stuff.
Those were the days, huh?
Those were the days. I love that.
Those were great
pizzeria
days.
Job. Actually, I didn't love the second one. The first one was cool, though. A lot of quiche.
Wait, you talk about
Portobello.
All right.
So we went to Bed Bath & Beyond to get this Keurig, and Keith had this shit. And he was like, I was like, just go in there. He's like, they don't have bathrooms. I was like, okay, so everyone who's there, they just shit themselves all day. They all wear diapers, I guess. There's a bathroom in there somewhere that you can
use.
Hey,
man, it could happen.
So we asked someone where the Keurigs are, and she's like, oh, they're in that aisle, whatever. So we're walking there, and I walk up to it and take it off the shelf. And when I turn around, Keith is nowhere to be found. So I'm like, what the fuck? And like, I thought he was fucking with me at first. I'm like, I don't know where he is or wherever. And it turns out he went to the fucking bath. Wow.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
To the bath.
Oh, we're growing. We are growing.
You're 14.
We're maturing.
Are you 14 or 15?
I am getting up there. I'm almost 11. Anyway.
With a full facial head. What?
Facial head?
Who knows? Who knows what I tried to mean?
With a full facial head.
And that made sense, too. Who knows what I tried to mean?
Keith.
I'm going to quit.
Who knows what I tried to mean? the fuck was I saying? Oh. So I took the shit off the shelf. Keith was nowhere to be found. I was like, all right, I really don't know where this kid is. And then I keep looking around all these aisles. I can't find him. I walked around the store like twice. Didn't find him. So finally, I was like, what am I going to do? And I knew he was in the store. I didn't know if he was fucked with me or not, but I thought it'd be hilarious to go up to the register and ask them to announce his name over the loudspeaker. So I went up. And I was like, hey, I can't find my brother. He's in the store. And they're like, yeah, sure. What's his name? I was like, his name's Keith. So they got on this thing. Keith, can you come to the front, please? Keith, to the front, please. And it took a minute, but he came. And I, he told me, he's like, I was taking a shit, dude.
It was like a painful shit.
It's a, I specifically remember you telling me that it was a black shit.
It was
like you shit black.
It was really painful. So, it was like you threw Miracle Grow into the fucking toilet.
Jesus Christ.
Without like the little white balls in there.
Oh man. Yeah, because then you'd have to see a doctor. Yeah. Unless you're eating styrofoam. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past you, honestly. Walk in your room, you're just chewing on styrofoam.
It was a rice cake.
But the best part about that whole story was I mean you guys couldn't be there for the best part. The best part was seeing this woman's face realize that it wasn't a little brother.
It was an older brother.
It was just a grown guy, like 20-something-year-old kid. And she was just kind of so confused.
I think she had a lollipop in her hand just like to make sure that the kid was all right.
Yeah, like, here you go, kid. Kiddo, here you go, champ. This fucking 20-year-old kid comes out and he's like, I was taking his shit, Joe. So we're like, yeah, that's the last time we'll do that.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, funny thing about Bed Bath & Beyond, for whatever reason, it makes us shit. Because I remember another time I went there recently, and I went, you came with me. It was me, you, and Sammy, I think. And we went into Bed Bath & Beyond, and I had to shit. And listen, I don't have a lot of time. Like, I don't. Like, I just...
When your window was really short.
I guess I have a delayed fuse or something, because when I get the message to my brain that, like, oh, you got to poop, it's not like, oh, you can.
It's
know.
Like a firework with the fuse.
Yeah. Some people can be like, oh, I got to shit, you know, whatever. I'll just wait till I get home. Me, it's like, you got to do something.
Right, I got to go now.
It's like a timer starts. It's like 10, 9, so
4, 3.
So I
release.
So I get in the store and I start buying stuff, and like, you know, when you gotta take a shit, it's like the worst. In your public, you're like, I can't do anything.
I hate the dance. And you gotta get your pants
no,
off.
No, I'm not the dance.
What, you've never had to like shit and you're like, oh no, no.
I don't dance because that'll bounce it out. I'm a veteran.
I'm not doing the fucking nay-nay in there.
I'm just saying. So I get in there and I grab a couple of stuff that I didn't really need, so this whole thing could have been avoided. So I walk in there and I start grabbing stuff off the shelf, and then I stand in line, and like Keith and Sammy are like joking around, like haha, being all fun, and I'm just stone faced because I realize like this better be quick because I'm gonna shit myself, and then I start thinking about, and it just makes it worse because then I think about like the amount of time that's going to pass. Like, I have to go up to the register. She has to ring up all my stuff, and then I have to pay for it. Then she has to give me a receipt. Then I got to get in the car and go home. Then I have to, you know what I mean? There's just so much time there. I'm not going to make
it. Yeah, that's too many steps.
So, dude, I am not making this up in the slightest. I swear on everything. That sounds like a movie. But when I got online, there was this fucking old lady in front of me that was using coupons.
Oh.
Fucking... She was like, does this still work? She's got old coupons from fucking 1980. What?
What year is this penny?
Yeah, she's got... Literally, she had exact change. She had coupons. She had questions. What is this? When does it... What's this? I was like...
Where am I?
Lady, I got a shit. I was about to, the trash cans are right behind the register. I was about to shit in one of those. But I ended up just like I was standing there, and then I start to sweat.
You got the shit sweats?
Because when I have to shit, like my lower stomach.
Lower? Well, you have an upper? More what, like, are you, a cow?
Like right above the groin region, right? Like my hips, sort of, that area. It just starts to tense up like I'm doing a plank. It just starts to tense up. So I'm like, I have to shit, man. And this lady's paying with all kinds of shit. And she's like, do you know what the... And the guy's like, I don't know. I'll ask my manager. He leaves the register. He comes back with some fucking douche. This guy doesn't really know what the hell his job is. She's got more...
Ma'am, I just stalked the...
She looked like the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2. She had like this big fucking jacket on that had feathers all over it. It could have been her.
It could have been birds on her at this point.
Kevin, run! That was her. She looked like the pigeon lady. And I was just furious. But I ended up giving all the stuff to you guys, and I just walked out the store.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And when I got to my car...
Wait, you went to your car to take a shit?
No. Imagine. I gotta take a shit in my car, guys. I'll be right back.
I gave was gonna you my say, stuff. Is your bowel that bad where you have like a hole in your fucking seat to shit in?
That would be something, though. Now that you say that.
Dude, that is like the worst idea.
No, but I gave all my stuff to them, and I was like, I gotta go. So I left, and I went to my car, and I was planning on getting to my, like, while I was standing in line, I was planning to get into my car, drive home, take a shit, come back, and pick you guys up, because it was that bad. Like, I didn't want to wait for you at all.
We didn't have that much time online.
But you were the next people. The lady was at the register with this fucking asshole.
So you were going to go through, like, a half hour.
Yeah, just so I could.
And we had to just sit there.
What was the alternative? Shit in my car?
That's fucking selfish, man.
Yeah, it was, but, you know.
Duty calls.
I should have known that. I could use the bathroom like you did, but, you know, whatever.
Nah, I don't like that.
I got in my car, though, and it kind of went away, sort of. And then when I got home, there was an explosion.
I don't think my ass touched the seat when I was there.
Yeah, some people do the hover.
Yeah, where you do like a squat. It takes a lot of leg power, but you can pull it off.
Honestly, I don't care. I'll sit on a seat. I don't, like, whatever. I'll sit on pee. Like, I just... What am I going to get? Like a fucking ass herpes or something?
You could get warts or something like that, maybe.
On the outer rim?
That would be like the worst luck.
What, getting warts just on your ass cheeks?
You got like baseball warts. Because
there's
your
no
ass.
Way you can get warts on your like butthole. Is there?
Butthole.
Unless you're like spreading them and rubbing your fucking hole.
I didn't know there was a such thing as a blue waffle, but there is.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Don't Google that, guys.
Yeah, don't.
It's gross.
You're going to throw up and then shit on the throw up.
Keith?
And then shit on that. I mean, sorry, throw up on that.
All right. Fucking Christ.
Blue waffle.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. How much time? Oh, 18 minutes.
Here how was your leg there?
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm getting real flexible.
You almost put your leg behind your head.
guys, before we move on, we're going to do the sponsors right now, which I have two today.
Hey.
The first one, Indochino. Basically, it's one of the largest made-to-measure menswear. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Made-to-measure menswear brands. Okay. Easy for men to get great fitting. Here's how you do it. Okay, you visit Indochino.com, Indochino.com, or drop by one of their 9 North American showrooms. Pick from hundreds of fabrics and patterns. Choose your customizations from whatever that is, to pleats, to jacket linings, and more. Submit your body measurements, and then you'll get your most stylish suit in just 4 weeks.
Sounds fire.
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
It's expensive?
I have one of their suits, and it's fucking... It's so sick. it's probably the only suit that fits me. That... I have all the suits that I've had in my entire life...
Yeah, you bought like 3 suits. They don't fit you anymore?
When? Oh, yeah. I bought them like 4 years ago.
Bah.
I'm sorry. I was like fucking 160 back then.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like 160.
Yeah, 160. What do you want now? 210?
No, I'm fucking like 175. What was that?
Sorry.
Anyway... Submit your body measurements and you get it in just 4 weeks. This week, you guys can get any premium Indochino suit for $389 at Indochino.com when entering basement at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, shipping is free. That's Indochino.com. Promo code is basement for any premium suit for just $389 and free shipping.
That is a fucking steal.
It is.
And that name really rolls off the tongue.
Indochino. I like that a lot. It sounds like a faraway land.
Indochino.
Yeah. Sounds like a dope. What'd you say it sounded like before? Indochino. Oh, you said it sounded like a skateboard move.
No, a BMX move.
Oh, yeah, like a BMX move. Oh, my God, he's going for the Indochino. The next fucking sponsor here, we got Tipsy Elves. Everyone needs an ugly Christmas sweater for this time of year. If you want bragging rights,
buy mine.
Tipsy Elves, bro. For the most talked about sweater at your Christmas parties, listen up. Tipsy Elves, they have a bunch of sweaters. They have socks. They have fucking these onesies that I got that are sick. And I know we just talk about onesies.
Yeah. No, but that onesie's dope.
It's sick. It's like a, what's the word? Oh, it's like plaid, sort of. It's red, white, and
yo, that thing is
and
dumb.
Green. And it zips all the way up to the face. You've seen it on my Twitter if you follow me on Twitter because I posted a video of it.
Don't follow.
But check out all the new 2016 sweaters. You won't find them anywhere else. Anywhere else.
Elves.
Elves.
Here we go.
The elves.
This kid's having a stroke. Look out.
Yeah. But just get... they have beer pong and cornhole sweaters too. They're like taped to the fucking sweater. It's ridiculous.
That's done.
But yeah, it's pretty dope. If you guys want to go to Tipsy Elves, the Christmas is coming up, so get your sweaters, cool sweaters or whatever. I ordered a bunch of stuff from them. I really did. Like I said, you've seen me post a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
Right now you get 20% off. You go to tipsyelves.com on anything they order on the site. So go to tipsyelves.com and enter the code basement at checkout for your 20% off site-wide discount, okay? That's tipsyelves.com, and the code is basement. And wow. Okay, so we got two there, guys.
That took Send too long.
Shit, fuck you. Tonight is the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Ooh.
Good times.
Bad times for girls for some reason.
Oh, yeah. God.
They're in like the toilet.
Yeah,
I'm not as good as that.
Everyone also,
it's like,
yeah,
all right, relax.
All of a sudden, everyone pretends to be bulimic or whatever. Like, I'm going to go throw up right now.
I'm
like,
eating celery all day.
Shut the fuck up. First of all, and I don't know what it is, but for the last 3 years, I want to say, I really have been saying the entire time, I'm not super attracted to all of them.
I haven't watched it in 2 years.
It's not like anything crazy. Like,
I'd rather play Battlefield.
Or watch porn. Like, you know what I mean?
But who watches porn for an hour straight?
You don't have to watch it for an hour straight.
What, are you trying to get like the actual...
What's up? Oh, you get the storyline
in?
Yeah,
right.
You got to get the backstory and everything.
No, this is a good porno. It's a really good storyline.
No, it's a good story. Good acting.
He
it's
dies
great.
At the end, but...
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't, for some reason, the model look isn't like what I like in a, like,
not
it's just
either.
Not my yeah. shit. I just, I don't know.
Cause they're a foot taller than me. And yeah. when they wear those wings, they look scary as shit.
I don't understand fashion at all or fashion shows. Cause like most of it, I'm like, who would wear any of that? But I don't think that's the point. I don't think it's like, you know, I used to think that these runway shows were just like, these people would wear the coolest items that you could buy in stores and they'd walk in them. So you'd be like, oh, yeah, it looks cool. I'll buy it. But it's just an art form. I guess. I don't fucking know. I'm not a fashionista, nor do I know what the fuck that word even means. But yeah. But the thing about the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is that like people are super, they love it or they're super against it. Like I hate when girls get on, or fucking dudes for that matter, get on like, oh, these girls are so skinny, like, fucking, I need some meat, and girls say like, oh, this is so bad for little girls, like, looking up to these girls, they want to be so skinny. I'm like, just to fucking appreciate these fucking people, would you, or not watch it? Just shut up. It's annoying.
They live the life, though.
Who, the models?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just do fucking photo shoots on, like, the shores of Hawaii and shit.
I mean, they're probably, or like, Indonesia. They're probably bombarded by, like, a bunch of rich, bald guys throwing millions of dollars at them, but...
Well, isn't Miranda Kerr, I think, she's, like, dating a billionaire who's, like, a fat, old bastard.
Hey, man, good for her.
Good for him. Fuck her. Are you kidding? Not good for her. Well, shit will be good for her when he dies.
I was going to say, if they get married, bring up.
I don't know, man. I'm not, like, a big Victoria's Secret fashion show guy. I'm just, whatever. I can't wait to see all the tweets. I'm eating pizza while watching this show. Really? Fucking original. Love it. Thank you. Jesus. I'm eating ice cream. Like, this will never be me. Okay, we get it. You're awesome. Whatever.
And I would never have a shot with any of them. I'm too short. At 5'7"? Nah.
Yeah, they're all 6'3".
Some of them are like, yeah, like a, no, foot, some of them like are, a legit foot taller.
Some of them are not that tall.
And in heels, they're like 8'9".
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are.
And like I said, plus the wings, they look like a fucking gargoyle.
Yeah, they're a little terrifying. I'm pretty sure if
that
Candace,
was malnourished.
Candace swine flu, swine the pole, swine the pole, swing the pole. Candace swing the pole. If she like roundhoused me, knocked out.
Yeah.
We're all dead. She would knock
first
you out.
Round knockout.
Yeah. She's good at kickball. We're going to move forward here. So something recently happened to Keith. Okay. And
almost my lowest of lows.
What is topping?
Because, yeah.
We'll get into this.
No, like, I'll get what could have topped it.
Okay, listen. Okay. So, one day, my mom starts freaking out.
One day? This is
recently. Listen, I know. But, like, last week, one day last week, or like 5 days ago, whatever the fuck it was. Who cares? Could have been 10 years ago. Who gives a fuck? My mom walked into Keith's room for something, and she's like, oh, my God, it smells like shit in here. Clean your, because Keith has his laundry everywhere, right? Kid doesn't have a hamper.
I can't even see my rug.
Your rug, there's clothes everywhere, yeah. Right? And it stunk in there. Because
it did.
I remember I went in there because I went to go get your laptop, and I walked into your room, and I was like, God, what? This kid's need to do laundry. It stinks in here. So I grab the laptop and walk out, whatever. And then my mom, I guess.
Hold on, we were drinking. Yeah, you didn't put this in there.
What?
We were drinking the night before.
So the night before, we went out to the city, and we all were drinking, whatever, and then we came home, we went to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I woke up to yelling. And I'm like, what is
that
yelling?
No, I'm downstairs at this point.
Right. Keith's downstairs with my mom.
No. I'm downstairs. My mom goes upstairs.
Oh, right. But I'm in the basement.
Yeah.
And then
So this is 20 feet.
I hear my mom screaming. And I'm like, what? And she says something about like, she said something like all this shit on the floor, right? And I'm like, why is she yelling? Like, whatever. Then I come to find out that she went in there.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Please tell me. Yes, please.
Okay. I'm sitting on the couch watching TV. It was a Saturday, so I'm watching college football. My mom goes upstairs. I think she was going to close my window because I always have the window open for some reason. It's like a fucking igloo in there.
Yeah, it's fucking freezing.
So she goes to close the window, and all I hear is, oh, my God!
If you're going to yell away from the mic, you're
psycho.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. And I'm like, what? She goes, there's shit on the floor. And I'm like, so I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll like clean it. I thought it was my laundry. She goes, no, there's shit on the floor. So now for us, because I was drinking last night, and God knows what happens when I drink.
Time out, hold on. And I heard this. I heard my mom say, no, there is shit on your floor. And I just yelled up, ma, because I thought Keith got so drunk that he shit.
But see, for a split second, I was like, did I shit on the floor?
Oh, my God.
Right? So now I'm like retracing everything that happened. And I'm like, there's no way I shit on my floor.
Yo, Keith, if you shit on
right?
The
so
floor.
Now I'm like, no. And then I go upstairs and there is like an unokay amount of shit on my floor.
Keith, any amount of shit is unokay. This was a substantial amount.
No, it was a lot. It was like you ever see Jurassic Park where they're putting their hands through the shit?
Bile.
Yeah,
shit.
To find like the transponder or whatever the fuck it was called.
Oh my god.
It was like a T-Rex dump.
Oh man.
On my floor. And oh man, it was bad. It was, but look, this is the fucked up part. Was my room smelled terrible for like 3 days. Right? So I would always go in there periodically and I'd be like, damn, I like fart that bad and just like
leave the room.
Yeah,
shut the
leave
door.
The room and it's like still there.
Yeah.
Like type thing. Cause like I never really go to like the left side of my bed.
That was his excuse. My mom was like,
"Yeah,
Keith." By the way, Charlie was the one who shit on his floor.
Yeah, Charlie was a culprit.
Which he's very trained now. He doesn't. He only shits outside.
Yeah, clearly he's fucking trained.
Yeah. Well, your room's a jungle, Dick. But he
who
always
shits in the jungle.
He dogs. He shits outside. He doesn't shit in the house or pee in the house anymore at all. But Keith's room, for some reason,
thought it was outside.
To mark his territory there.
I mean, the window was probably open. It was cold out.
But Keith's excuse was that, like, my mom was like, my mom was livid. She was so angry. Keith, are you kidding me? How do you not know there's shit on the ground? He was like, he's very nonchalant. He's like, I don't really go to that side of the room.
I don't, though. I don't really go to the left side of my room.
Oh, man.
Because it's, like, really narrow. It's, like, no fucking point of me being there. But look, now.
Yeah.
Okay? I remember in the middle of the night opening that window. And it's on the left side of the fucking room.
Yeah.
Which means I would have almost stepped in shit.
Right.
Trying to open that window.
Yeah.
And then just imagine I stepped in the shit, right?
Right. You're drunk.
Now I'm tracking this
through his room.
Through my room and then getting in my bed with this.
Keith.
It looks like The Godfather when they put the fucking horse there, but now it's just shit.
Yeah. Dude,
And by the way, again, when I picked all this shit up the same day, obviously, it was hard and cold. So like that shit's been there
for a while. Yeah.
Thank God there wasn't. There was almost a plant growing out of this thing, probably.
Keith, that is the most ridiculous fucking thing.
Oh, and he didn't just shit; he pissed everywhere. I had a white towel. I had a white towel. This is how fucked up your dog is. Okay. No respect for my laundry on the floor.
Yeah.
The shit was all over my khakis. He almost shit in the pocket.
Oh, man.
Right?
He almost shit.
And then I had a white towel on my floor, and he pissed all over the towel. The towel was yellow.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell Mom this, but the towel is still there.
Why?
Because I forget to pick it up always.
Oh, my God, this kid.
No, I know. I'm like really lazy.
You think? No, you're like one of those fucking crazy ladies on Hoarders.
You had a fucking moment where you ate cereal, didn't drink the milk, and then you left it in your fucking room for like 2 weeks, and it stunk like shit.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You still have mayonnaise on your fucking roof.
That's not...
From when we did that Know or Go video.
That's not true either. Ow! I just stubbed my toe. That's not true either.
Sitting down?
Yeah, I kicked the fucking leg of this thing.
This kid.
Don't tell Mom, but that you're like one of those old ladies on Hoarders that like they start moving boxes. They're like, is this a dead cat? What is this thing?
Fluffy?
Yeah. There's like a hole in the fucking.
I haven't seen her in 10 years.
There's a hole in the drywall where raccoons can come in and out all the time. Dude, oh my God. So Keith had a pile of dog shit in his room on his khakis for numerous days. It wasn't my proudest moment.
I just didn't know it was there.
Now, back to your original statement where you said this was almost my rock bottom.
Almost my rock bottom.
Right. So, yeah. Like, what is topping that? I don't think anything, honestly. No. That's the bottom.
Nah, dude. What about when I fucking peed through... I went to sleep. I was fully clothed.
Yeah.
I didn't have a sweater on, but I had... My shoes were still on.
Of course. Who doesn't sleep with those
what
on?
I had shoes, socks, jeans, and like a long sleeve shirt. I woke up completely soaked. It was like a backward sweat where you just have like... You know what I'm talking about? Where it's dry, where like you would actually sweat if you were actually doing something. And, well, obviously my shirt was soaked, my boxers were soaked, my jeans completely soaked, my socks were soaked, and inside of my shoes were soaked too. Plus it went through the, It went through the box, it went through the mattress, through the box spring, and there was still there was piss on the floor too, like the rug that was underneath all of that, and then the pillow behind me was like fucking Play-Doh.
How much did you drink?
I don't even know how you could piss that much.
I don't even know either.
The only thing that would explain it was like I just took all the water out of the tub
and just threw it
and just like laid down in bed, but like poured water on myself.
But piss.
Yeah. 98.6 degrees piss.
Dude, you are something special.
I don't get it.
I love it.
I haven't pissed in a while.
You haven't?
Yeah. It's because I've been somewhat, what's that word?
Can't wait to hear how easy this word is.
It's definitely so easy.
What are you trying to say?
Conservative with my drinking.
What do you mean? You don't get blackout?
Nah. I haven't done that. I'm definitely doing... Like, yo, Christmas, watch out. Because I might shit in mom's bed.
You're going to shit on my own khakis this time.
Yeah, I'm going to shit on your dog, that piece of shit.
Hey, and don't then you
pee
dare.
On, and then pee on him. To wake him up.
Get up, Fluffy. Just peeing all over him.
Nah, dude. Christmas, I plan on getting terrible.
Christmas is going to be great.
Like, I plan on getting really bad.
Please, when? At our uncle's house?
No. When we get home.
Oh, yeah. Because what we do now, we just started doing it last year.
I was going to say, it's not even close to a tradition.
Yeah, what do we do for New Year's and Christmas? We Christmas Day, we usually go to our aunt and uncle's house in New Jersey every year. And we usually get home around 10:30, 11. But then we just break out a bottle of Jameson and play like The Stranger. Some Billy Joel.
Now we got a fucking record player. We have a record player. Makes it even more legit.
Yeah, and I am going shopping and getting more records. I have.
Dude, get Boston.
I know.
I don't care how much
what
it
a
is.
Great gift. Sammy got me that gift. She got me a record player with...
The only good gift she's ever gave me.
The Billy Joel, Billy Joe. Billy Joel, The Stranger. She got me Eagles, Bruce...
Bruce.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Hey.
So now I have a bunch of fucking records. Let's go. It's awesome. So I need to go buy more, though. But we'll probably do that. We'll just get home from Christmas and then just start taking shots of Jameson and dancing in our living room. Because that's what we did last year. We got home. My mom was dancing. She was playing air guitar. It was fucking great. And then we did the same thing on New Year's. We went out.
No, we actually got the Guitar Hero thing. That's what we were playing.
Yeah. We went out last year for New Year's, but then we were like, yo, let's just go back home and we'll do the same thing we did on Christmas. So we did that again. So now we're just going to try and make that a tradition. But that should be fun. I'm psyched.
We doing the Astoria Plunge? This month?
Hopefully not. I wanted to retire the plunge for a little bit.
All right.
Because we did,
I'm also trying to lose a couple, which I have lost a couple, by the way.
Yeah, I'm getting fat.
I have to deadlift 365 and bench 225 by Christmas Eve.
Good luck.
I'm pretty sure I could do both right now, but I'm putting it off. I'm not putting it off, but I told myself like that was the day. I'm going to go into the gym in full Santa outfit, no shirt, suspenders though, for sure. Try to do it in that. Get up on the wall. Anyway, we are fucking rambling now. Let's get the fuck out of here. How long have we been recording right now? 40 minutes. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Pretty solid.
Let's go home and
I actually talked
in
this one.
What?
Said I actually talked in this one.
Oh, yeah. New facial hair, new guy. Shit on the ground, whatever. Go nuts. Have a party.
Fuck it.
Let your hair down. Let the shit on the ground, whatever. Keith, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and that's it.
Yep.
At Keith Santagato.
And, yeah. So go follow Keith. And that is all, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.